The heady early days of Egypt's Arab Spring blossomed in Tahrir Square in Cairo. It's where thousands of Egyptians gathered daily, the square's wide expanse serving as a grand stage for the nation's democratic aspirations. But as a new spring approaches, a new drama unfolds just blocks away at the U.S. Embassy. There, several Americans are holed up, charged with undermining Egypt's democratic transition. Prime Minister Kamal al-Ghazouri defends the case against them, despite the risk of losing U.S. aid because of it.
Egypt will abide by the law and implement it. Egypt has known civilization for thousands of years, so it can never go back because there is or there is not aid.
U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Aaron Snipe says the Obama administration is deeply disappointed.
The government of Egypt's decision to charge these Americans will have consequences. We think that we must remain engaged because we value this relationship with the Egyptian people and the Egyptian government. We've got differences, for sure, and there are some real challenges that we've got to overcome.
Most of the Americans were in Cairo supporting an electoral process to choose new lawmakers following the uprising against Mr. Mubarak. U.S. officials say they were supporting elections, not specific candidates or parties. But Egyptian judge Sama Abu Zayed says that's not true.
The activities were mainly political and concerned the training of political parties and rallying voters' support for one candidate or the other.
Prime Minister al-Ghazouri says the foreign groups interfered in Egyptian affairs.
What is happening has, to a great extent, a methodology. And there are those who are directing it. And I don't know why it is thus being directed. Is it for the purpose of toppling military rule? If so, what happens after that?
Brookings Institution visiting fellow Khaled Al-Gindi says holdovers from the ousted Mubarak government are using the charges to distract from popular discontent in Cairo.
They've tried to pin the blame on outside influences, foreign agendas, and basically sort of ginning up these conspiracy theories. And so over time, eventually they've had to put names and faces on these conspiracy theories, and the convenient scapegoats are these NGOs who, frankly, have been working in Egypt since even before last year's uprising.
U.S. officials say the case has broad implications for relations between Washington and Cairo, not only military assistance, but support for Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, as well as efforts to end the violence in Syria. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.